About 2 million Floridians have cast their votes for Tuesday's primary through mail-in voting. Another 2 million plus have not returned their ballots. WUSF asked you about your voting experience. Today we meet Tampa's Angela Boltz. She is a registered Republican who has always voted in person. This year, she got a mail-in ballot as a precaution during the coronavirus pandemic.
And it was our first time ever requesting a ballot by mail, but we just went online and requested the ballot, and then it came a few days later. And actually, I was really surprised at how much time I took to focus on researching the candidates, when normally I go into the voting line and I just, you know, pick them without having done much research. And this time I really did a lot of research while having the ballot in front of me. I looked up all the candidates on the internet and was able to kind of go through them, give a little more time to voting than I normally do. But I researched the school board candidates. My kids go to a charter school, so I wanted to find candidates who were supportive of those types of schools in our county. We have an elections office just right around the corner. I've always driven by it, never really paid much attention to it, but I was like, And so I looked it up and realized that I could just drop off the ballot there. And we just figured it would be two less ballots that the post office had to worry about.
That was Angela Boltz speaking about her first experience using a mail-in ballot. To read more about early voting, visit WUSFnews.org.